Walked up to the road rage. I have no idea where the show is going. Let me tell you about AMPM Farms. I mean, they're the best. When we say farm to table, we absolutely mean it. The owners are Platt and Ashley Moore. Great people. Amazing farmers market. 900 acres they own in Fountain Inn. It's true farm to table market with 100% pasture raised premium beef. You know, you see these farmers markets and they're like these temporary deals that, you know, two guys in a truck set up and then they're there for like 17 minutes by the time you get there. This is a true farmers market that's open every day. They own their own cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. Huge differentiator. 90% of all the beef in the country does. Look, I don't care whether it's first of all, it's the best selection of in-house dry-aged beef in the upstate. No one is close, all right? And I don't care where you get your beef, you are not getting the quality of beef you're getting at AMPM Farms. You're just not, all right? I've had the tomahawk steaks, the filet mignons, the dry-aged ribeye, the hamburger, and again, they have weekly burger flights where you can buy their hamburger in bulk. There is nothing like this beef. If you're a beef lover, you have got to get to AMPM Farms. And once you do, you will never go back to buying wherever is you're getting your beef now, supermarket, wherever you're getting it. You will never go back once you try AMPM Farms beef. I promise you. It's just not remotely close. It's an entirely different level of beef. That's what it is. Homemade sausages. By the way, you can get half and whole cows, and they'll cut it up, they'll vacuum seal it, and they'll even deliver it to you. So how about that? Organic chicken. I don't even remember what chicken was like. You know, the chicken you get in stores is like this rubbery, like congealed stuff, which you know is not right. Well, the organic chicken has texture the way it's supposed to be, okay? Homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, Traveler's Rest, open 7 days a week. Their market also has an incredible variety of local vendors, 70 or so, like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild game weekends include game like bison burgers, elk tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats. Football season's here. Make AMPM Farms Butchery and Market your tailgate stop. You want to be the star of your tailgate or your get-together or the holiday season? Man, you are going to be a friggin' hero if you bring in AMPM Farms Butchery and Market beef. And by the way, their butchers are all amazing. Most of them are actually professionally trained chefs. You can ask them about acquiring any cut of beef, and they will be glad to help you with preparation as well. So, I mean, just an incredible resource. Visit one of the three locations in Fountain Inn on Allenbridge Road in Greenville, on Lawrence Road at Traveler's Rest on South Main Street. When we say farm to table, we mean it. Trust me, you'll thank me later. To the phones, to the phones, to the phones. Ryan, how are you, Ryan? Good to have you.
I'm good. How are you, Walt?
Good, Ryan. Thank you for getting in. Appreciate it.
All right, first off, I just want to say that AMPM beef is legit.
Thank you.
Now, you know, hey, no free shout outs, whatever. But coming from a butcher, it's good stuff. It's legit.
That's awesome. Thank you for that, Ryan. Appreciate that.
So I have a question for you today, and I don't want to beat the dead horse.
Yep.
I'm from Clemson, been in this area all 24 years of life. Plenty of Clemson friends that are Clemson fans. Some of them are not happy right now. And it's kind of ugly. What is the problem right now in Clemson? As far as, I mean, at the beginning of the year, people were talking about the defense and the front seven, and even, I mean, people were saying, well, Cade finally got receivers. I mean, people were starting to whisper, you know, about Sammy Watkins and that receiving core. Yeah. What happened? And just as a football fan, what has to happen in the offseason to fix what's going on this year?
Yeah, I think the fix is easier than the diagnosis of what happened, Ryan, because I think what happened is complicated. I think it started with the quarterback. I think when the year began, Cade simply played terribly. The offensive line wasn't great, but he had opportunities to make plays. I think LSU ruined him for several games. I think the amount of pressure that Clemson saw in that game was not what they expected. Baker went back to what he did at Missouri, was he had all healthy bodies, and I think Clemson didn't expect the degree of pressure they received. And Cade did not handle it well. He bailed constantly. He did not throw to the evacuated space. He missed wide open guys. I think he got really flustered, and I think that affected him over the next few games. As that happened, I think other people began to lose confidence, and I think some of their play subsided. I also think that you had a couple guys who were not giving great effort. I think that having Tom Allen upstairs was a mistake. I think that when the defensive coordinator is actually down on the sideline, I think it's harder not to give great effort. I think the effort has improved since Tom Allen came down from the sideline. I don't think effort was an issue on Saturday. I think there were other things that were issues. The offensive line has struggled. The defensive line has not played up to their status in any way, shape, or form. The linebackers struggled. The back end has really struggled. There has been confusion. There have been way too many coverage busts. I don't even know if there's a little bit of finger pointing going on right now from guys in the front of the defense to the back of the defense, because the busts have been hard to overcome. And so I think the offense really struggled at the start. I think of late it's been the defense that has really struggled, and the offense has gotten better. I think the offense played their best game of the year against Duke. And so I think it's a whole combination of things, including coaching. You know, again, at this point of the year, you know, that was when you said that Tom Allen made all the right calls in the game. And that may be true. I think it probably is true. But for whatever reason, it's not conveying to the players on the back end of this defense who just continuously are out of position and have continuous busts. You just cannot give up a bunch of 60 and 70-yard plays. You can't be giving up a 60-yard pass to a friggin' tight end with 3 minutes left in a game where there's nobody with him in what was alleged to be, which I guess it was, a cover two robber look, but there was no robber. So somebody, free safety, somebody was completely out of position on that sequence. And then there were two other busts on the final drive, including the two-point conversion, which was just a cluster bleep. And so I think the diagnosis of the season is really complex. But I think the fix is easier. I think the fix is you need some coaching changes. I think that's clear. I think there's some guys that have to go. I'm not going to identify them. I'll let Debo Sweeney do that. And then I think after the season, the obvious remedy is Clemson is going to have to hit the portal this time. You're going to need a quarterback. And I don't mean a clipboard carrier, old style. I mean, you're going to need a guy who can compete for the starting job. There are lots of guys. I suggested 12 or 13 of them the other day. Clemson's going to have to bring in a guy to compete with Christopher Vezina and Denson for that job. And then, because that's still the most important position on the field. And, you know, it's not a coincidence that Clemson's two national championships came when they had Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. And the drop-off has been felt since. And then I think you're going to need help almost everywhere. I think you need help. You need another linebacker. You definitely need help on the back end of the defense. You need to be more athletic up front. You're going to need another defensive end. You're going to need some offensive line help. You might need a seasoned running back. You might need another receiver or two, because I don't know what Moore's social media posts meant. And I don't know about the health of Brian Wesco. I don't think you can assume that. So you might need more help there as well. So I think Clemson's going to have to hit the portal and hit it pretty hard, because, again, you're also going to lose a number of players, you know, some to the NFL and some moving on. So I think it's easier to identify what has to happen to fix it, and you hope that Clemson is willing to make those steps.
Yeah, I got one more question for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think you made a really good point as far as going to have to hit the portal this time around. And I know that's everybody's first jab at Dabo, is he's this anti-portal guy, which it isn't necessarily true. I mean, sure, he's not in it like some coaches are. But do you think, personally, that he's going to get in the portal the way they need to?
I actually do, because he's still a really smart guy. And I think, you know, he's so steadfast and sort of a true believer in everything that he's done and stands for, and he should be. His accomplishments are legendary. They're outrageous. And the reality is still, this is just one bad year. There have been some signs of a little bit of slippage the last 4 or 5 years. I think it's important for him to recognize that and to recognize what's happened, because everyone around him is getting better by using the portal. And the real problem, Ryan, is at the top of this game, you know, Clemson's always going to be at a little bit of a disadvantage. You know, they're always going to be like 7 to 15 in recruiting rankings. They're never going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's reserved for Ohio State, Georgia, Texas, schools of that ilk. Clemson has a geographic disadvantage that you can't equal. So the way you equal it is your quarterback has to be better than theirs. That's one. And then two, you have to hit the portal, because these teams that have the geographic advantage and are going to always finish above you in recruiting, they're still hitting it. So the Ohio States, the Georgias, the Texases of the world, they're still adding 8 to 12 guys every year. So if they already have advantages, competitive advantages, and they're adding 8 to 12 guys and you're only adding 3, you're just going to fall further behind. And I think Dabo Swinney has recognized that. I think you're going to see a change in philosophy, and I think it's needed.
I lied. I actually have one more if you've got time.
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
So back to that, I think you made a good point with geographical disadvantages. Obviously, especially in today's age of college football, you're going to start seeing schools like Texas Tech. I don't have any others at top of my head, but there's going to be some others that are going to start creeping up there solely with NIL money.
Yeah, Texas Tech might turn into a yearly power.
I think they absolutely can. I mean, they have, in today's age of college football, money talks. Yep. It talks very loudly, and some of those schools that have a lot of it are.
They bought a defense. They bought a defense that's so good.
They dang near bought a whole team.
Right. The first question now, when you face Texas Tech, and this is what BYU is going to have to answer in this game coming up. The first question when you play Texas Tech is, can you block them? Because, you know, in the last few years, basically everybody could block them. Now it's an entirely different defense that is dangerous, athletic, salty, has NFL dudes on it.
Oh, absolutely. So if you're Dabo, or just in general, maybe not even at Clemson. I mean, I know I'm asking a question specifically for Clemson, but if you're competing with places like your Ohio State's, schools that have had a lot of recent success, whether it's Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, then you start talking, you know, traditional plus money, Texas, even Miami, Notre Dame, schools like that. If you're Clemson, what is your big selling point to get recruits in the portal? I mean, because we're kind of out of the age where it's getting, I mean, whether it's fair or not, yeah. Dabo can't really, in my opinion, use the we're Clemson yeah. anymore.
Yeah, you're going to have to compete financially, and I think Clemson's capable of doing that. You know, you don't have to go out and get the $5 million, $10 million quarterback, but you might have to go out and get a $2 million quarterback. You might have to do something of that sort if you actually want to compete. Hey, Ryan, good speaking with you. Great job. I've got to run. Thank you for the call. Hey, and I'm trying to get to you guys. We got to get to the Pick'em games as well. I know some of you have been holding forever. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group. That's Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore. It's all Lake Kiwi Auto Group. And now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford. And their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500. 100s. You can drive them right there. You can test drive them. You compare, contrast. Plus, like Kiwi's blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca. Always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Clemson and Seneca. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Get out there. Their selection is absolutely unparalleled. Their deals are absolutely unparalleled. Nobody can equal what they offer. Speaking of nobody can equal Moretti's either. And Ramona, on a Thursday night, especially when I'm not going to be here tomorrow, I am craving Moretti's like more than ever. Look, if you've never had Buffalo New York style pizza or wings, you don't need to drive to Western New York. You can just drive to Malden and get to Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. The pizza, Ramona, you've had it. How is it? How is the pizza, Ramona?
It's great.
It's great. Absolutely unbelievable. Thicker than New York style, not doughy, just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a stone oven. And buffalo wings, man, you're getting the real, authentic, original Buffalo, New York wings. They're just outrageously good. You ever hear of beef on whack? Probably not if you didn't hear it here. Because it's a Buffalo specialty. They cook this roast beef, slow cook it 8 hours. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, serve with our juice for dipping. Trust me, it's legendary. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry, Fridays is a big night, so much more. And yes, a full bar, family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and the restaurant are divided. Sports fans, it's your spot. Every Clemson play, every NFL game, and whatever your team is, they'll be glad to put it on a monitor for you. Ask about the Little John Coliseum table while you're there. Made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Quick break. Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round. Fully insured and committed to top-quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time, it's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong.
Yeah, we got to move. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the Upstate for four generations. They're the best, the most experienced, and the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the Upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do everything. They have for 100 years. I mean, look, they work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Ramona is always saying that when it comes to roofs, she trusts Brian Gilstrap. Always. She says it all the time. And Gilstrap has saved her twice, about every 10 years. And Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. Look, if you're looking for the best, if you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor, with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. Serving the Upstate since 1935. Great people, family owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bond, and insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Look, like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstraproofing.com. You will 100% thank me later. Butch, I know Butch was on at the end of yesterday, and now he's on today, and again, we're out of time. Butch, I'm sorry. I don't have much time because we got to get through all these pick'em games, but I wanted to give you a shot here.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Well, you know I've never aired grievances out on your show about a Clemson fan, right?
Yeah.
Never.
No.
Okay. This time I got to. That knothead that called a couple days ago, I can't remember or I'd call him out. But you'll remember him. He tried to incorporate the Charlie shooting into the conversation. You remember that? And he was like, "We're a sports talk radio show. We don't do that."
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he kept whipping the dead horse about South Carolina not doing this, South Carolina not doing that, and South Carolina's never going to win an SEC championship. South Carolina's not going to do this. Clemson fans, please cover your ears. It's not meant for y'all. Well, South Carolina has an SEC championship flag. With the money that's involved now, anybody can buy a national championship. But we do have an ACC championship, which we won back in 1969. I know, yeah, long time ago, but you won't bring it up.
Well, same year the Jets won. Butch, I'm sorry. Butch, call me Monday because I'm just flat out of time. Thank you, Butch. I'm sorry. Ramona, let's go with the you pick 'em games.
Okay, the first one is Tulane at Memphis.
Memphis, yes, yeah, Memphis. And what's the line? What are we playing this at?
7-5 Memphis.
Well, no, what's the spread?
Oh, 6.5 Memphis.
Okay, here's the deal. All right. This, who'd you pick?
Memphis.
Okay, here's the deal. This line's down to 3.5. All right, so all of big money is coming in on Tulane to move that spread 3 points. Maybe there's something I don't know because I don't get it. All right, Tulane is sort of a fake team. All right, they're you look at them statistically, their statistical profile, they're not actually good at anything. They're not good offensively. They're not good defensively. All of their numbers are at the bottom of the league. I really don't know how they win. But I think that may be changing. I just think Memphis is too good for them. I think Memphis has too much, and I think they're too good for them. I think Memphis has legit offense. And even though Tulane is Retzlaff, he's not the best quarterback in the game. All right, let's go.
The next one is Indiana and Penn State.
Yeah.
I took Indiana.
And what was the breakdown?
9-3 Indiana.
Yeah, I took Penn State. I just think it's too many points. I think being an undefeated team now gets stressful. I think this reminds me of when Indiana went to Iowa. I mean, Penn State and Iowa played a 1-point game in Iowa, and Indiana was locked in a buzzer game with Iowa, in which Mendoza threw a 50-yard pass in the last minute and a half. I don't know that this is going to be a buzzer game, but I think Penn State is going to play Indiana tough at home, and I think this is going to be a competitive game. I think Indiana eventually wins, but this is going to be closer than people think. It might be like 31-21, something like that.
The next one is Georgia, 7.5 at Mississippi State. I took Georgia.
What was the breakdown in this?
8-4 Georgia.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not taking Georgia and laying 7.5 points on the road at a team that can score. I'm not. Georgia's been nothing but close games. I just don't think they're that good. I think defensively they have issues. They can't pressure the quarterback. I think Shape and company are going to do business here. I would not be shocked if Mississippi State wins this game. They were up on Texas by 17 points. I don't think Georgia's better than Texas. In fact, you know, contrary to the rest of the world, I think Arch Manning's playing better. I think that game's going to be really interesting next week, if that's next week. All right.
BYU at Texas Tech.
Okay.
Texas Tech's 10 points.
10.5. Oh, see, you can't do that. You can't be doing that.
10.5.
10.5 makes a big difference. All right, so what do you do?
I took BYU.
And what was the breakdown here?
8-4.
In favor of?
BYU.
Yeah, I think Texas Tech is just better. I think BYU has has played a lot of close games. I was impressed with their performance at Iowa State. I think it's a good football team. I think they're really solid. I think Texas Tech has the potential to be a great football team, and I just think they're better. I think they have the better quarterback. I actually think they have the better defense. I think that, again, when you play Texas Tech, the first question is, can you block them? And we're going to find out whether BYU can block them. I'm thinking the answer is no. I watched Texas Tech go into Utah and slaughter Utah in Utah. I just think that as long as Morton is healthy, I just think they're better. And I think this is where BYU becomes a little bit unraveled. I think it's like 31-17 Texas Tech.
Texas A&M 6.5 at Missouri.
Yeah.
Texas A&M 10-2.
See, I don't get that. I took A&M. Who do you take here?
Texas A&M.
Yeah, I took A&M, but I don't feel good about it at all. Originally, I had Missouri. You know, I had those games 2 weeks ago, Ramona, where I wanted to change the two, and I said I wanted to change them,
and I
didn't. And the two that I wanted to change, I should have changed both of them.
Yeah.
Because the change would have won, and I would be right there. I'm going to have to make some insane comeback. I did go 8-2 last week to win last week, but I'm going to have to do that like three times in a row or however many weeks we have left. I went A&M. Look, I think the kid playing quarterback for Missouri is an upgrade over Prabula, but I just think A&M gets a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and he's still a kid, and I just think A&M has more offense.
The next one is Oregon 5.5 at Iowa.
Yeah.
I took Oregon.
I took Iowa. I think Iowa has a legit chance to win this game. Oregon's best win is Northwestern. I just don't think they're that good. I mean, I think they have holes. You know, I remember what Cignetti said after they blew apart Illinois, and then they went to Iowa, and Cignetti said, look, this is going to be a completely different game. He said, this is going to be a much, much more difficult football game, and he had concerns about Iowa. Cignetti, whose team has killed everybody, including Oregon, had concerns about Iowa. I think Oregon better have some concerns about Iowa because I'm not sure they're coming out of there with a win. I think they may lose.
That's a 6-6 one.
Okay.
LSU at Alabama, 10.5 for Alabama.
Yeah.
I took Alabama.
I took LSU, but I have regrets about this because I thought Whit Weeks was going to play, and now he's not. So if I knew that going in, I probably would not have taken LSU.
It's 7-5 Alabama.
Yeah.
The next one is Navy at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is 25.5 point favorite, but I took Notre Dame anyway.
I did too. I just think Navy can't stop their run, and if you can't stop their run, you can't stop their pass. Look, Horvath's going to do some damage, but I think that Notre Dame just does too much.
And Florida at Florida 3.5 at Kentucky. I took Kentucky.
I took Kentucky, too. I think Cutter Bowley is the next big thing. He may not be at Kentucky, but we'll see.
6-6 for that one.
Yeah.
And FSU at Clemson. Clemson, 2.5-point favorite. I took FSU.
I did, too.
I hope I'm wrong, too.
But I just think until Clemson proves they can beat a P4 team at home, and especially another team with offense, with the problems the defense is having with Buss, it's just a concern. I think it's close. I think it's like 30-27. I hope I'm wrong. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew. It all contributes to unhealthy air inside the home. That's the worst of all. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any of your budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't getting better over time. So call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949, 803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. You'll 100% thank me later. Clemson women's basketball coming your way now.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on the Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingalls Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kittus.